What's up? What's good? What's really good? Welcome back. We are fresh out of February in our self-love series. There were four parts, one a week, the entire month. And if you have not listened to them already, make sure you go and do that. There are so many good ways in those episodes to cultivate self-love in your life. And since the last four episodes have been dedicated to more serious topics, we wanted to bring a little fun and a little laughter to this week's episode. And if this isn't your first episode listening, you already know what I'm about to say. Grab your snacks, your coffee, your wine, and let's get into it.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
I got this. Before we get into the episode, I just have to say one thing. Sam and I went out the other night, and it was nice to just go out and honestly feel like we went out for drinks. It wasn't drinks, it was drinks.
Yeah.
But it was just nice because neither one of us had to worry about setting an alarm. Oh, we have to get back because one of us has to be at work the next morning or what have you. And we just, it felt like 23
like
again. It was just like 11. But before we actually got to the restaurant, can I tell you?
Now I know where you're going.
Can I tell you? So neither one of us had cash. And the parking lot directly beside the restaurant only took cash to park there. So we were like, okay, we'll just go down to the parking garage. It's like two blocks, maybe. Well, we went into the parking garage. We came out on an opposite side of where we drove into. So we were a little turned around. Sam's like, oh, no problem. We'll just put in my GPS and we'll walk there. Sam had us walk. Or her GPS had us walking like 16 minutes
in the wrong direction.
The opposite direction across like bridges and into like residential areas.
The interstate entrance.
I was like,
I don't think this is right.
How much longer does it say? This don't seem right. Like, we didn't come this
20
way.
Minutes.
We didn't come this way. She's like, oh, it says like 16 more minutes. I'm like, 16? She's like, yeah, I mean, we're walking.
So, we turn around, right? And then the GPS corrects itself.
We go back the way we were walking, which is the way we should have gone in the first place.
We were literally 5 minutes from...
Yeah, anyway, that was our little adventure. We got our workout in before we had sushi and drinks.
Lots of drinks.
So, to start the episode with our little adventure. But it is March, officially March.
Like what?
Of 2021. We are like 62 days in of the new year. Really just feels like an extended 2020, but...
It has been an extended 2020.
But we went hiking today.
Three miles.
It was nice outside. So we decided, we just got out of a self-love series all of February. So we figured we would keep it light and fun, not too serious.
This is going to be
this
funny.
This episode.
It's going to be funny.
So
we're going to do some Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever questions, tongue twisters, and some other funny questions.
So we talked about this, and we both get two passes on any question we don't have to answer.
So keep up with it, because she's going to try and cheat.
I advocated for these passes.
You know, but once those two passes are done, they're done.
Oh, God.
So, I'm going to be tallying. So we're probably going to have to switch it up a little bit, because technically when you play Never Have I Ever, you drink, and... a group of people and you can physically see them,
right?
Or they have cards that say like never or have. So we're just gonna have to tell y'all and you're just gonna have to trust that we're telling the truth.
And if you hear silence,
we plead the fifth.
Right. Pass.
You want to start it off? What do you want me to?
You can go first.
I'll do one easy. Okay, so we can kind of ease ourselves into it. I'm not just gonna just like dive in.
Okay, I am.
Easy one. Let's do Quarantine Edition. Never have I ever binged an entire series on Netflix.
Who hasn't done that?
Have.
Unless you just don't have Netflix.
That's true. Have. So, something like that. I'm scared.
Never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
Oh, have.
Yeah, have. Never have I ever faked sick from work. Everyone has done this, okay?
Yes, not before.
Before my most recent job, yes. Like my high school jobs, yes. You'd be like, man, fuck this. I'm going out. It's Saturday.
Never have I ever broken the 5-second rule.
Oh, I have.
Have. If you see something, you just a fry or something.
You're like, and you're not throwing that away.
That was 6 seconds. Screw it.
Okay. Oh, never have I ever eaten someone else's lunch out of the fridge.
Never. Never. No, never. Because I'd be so pissed. You have. I can tell by the way.
Straight smashed my roommate's leftovers.
Oh my gosh.
No. I get so mad when people do that.
That's what I'm saying. I could never. Never, ever, ever. So. Never have I ever waved at someone thinking they were waving at me, but they.
I definitely have.
Yes. Oh God. The gut wrenching, like, embarrassment.
Yeah.
You're like.
I was just scratching my neck.
I was just stretching.
Never have I ever drunk dialed my ex.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Drunk dialed a lot of people.
Right.
How embarrassing.
Not my best moment.
You live and you learn. You grow and... Never have I ever lied in a job interview.
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
Yes.
Have. Sometimes you just gotta fake it.
Till you make
it. To hopefully get the job. You need that coin.
Never have I ever sent a stranger a drink.
No, but you know I've always wanted to.
I've bought strangers drinks. I've never sent someone a drink.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, hey, I bought you a drink. I don't need another stranger giving my stranger a drink.
No, but like I guess it means like if you see them and they're a waitress, like you say, hey, whatever they're drinking, right. Add another one. If you find some, but sometimes I feel like I would just chicken out.
Yeah.
Because like what if he's just like, thanks, I'm just not going to drink it.
The next one, never have I ever accepted a drink from a stranger. Oh, I have. Remember at Chili's? You remember? Buy me that most expensive Patron margarita.
It was Chili's. No, I'm saying you said the most expensive. I know. It's Chili's, bro.
Oh, and remember, he put an extra shot of Patron, and then we never spoke again. I said thank you, and that was it.
But to be honest, if you're going to send somebody a drink, then you kind of have to, like, follow it up with conversation.
Well, they tried to talk to us, but we were all...
Oh, see, I don't remember that.
Because you had your fourth drink.
Never have I ever... Sorry, Mom. Never have I ever ran a red light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same as.
Yeah, I definitely have. By accident and on purpose.
Me, most of the time, it is probably by accident. But I'm running them yellow lights, so if it just so happens to turn red when I'm underneath at the yellow.
To each their own.
Sorry, it was not my intention.
Never have I ever had sex in a public place. Okay, I'll go first. I have. Quite a few
posts. I'm not going to waste my pass on this question. Yes, I have.
I know, you've got to be strategic.
I got to be, because I don't know what you got up your sleeve.
Mm-mm. All right. Oh, God. Never have I ever been naked in public. I've definitely been naked in public.
When? In public?
In my past.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever been naked in public.
Like, really?
Like, where people can just... No, I don't think so.
Shit.
You act like that's common. That's called public indecency. It's not a common thing.
You're like, really?
You never played Truth or Dare? No, I don't think... Yes, I have, but I don't think any of those involved me stripping completely naked and going into public.
You have the wrong friends.
Maybe I have the right ones. Well, this leads me to a never have I ever been arrested. I've never been arrested.
Potentially, I probably should have been at one point, but no, never.
I've never been arrested. I've been close.
I've been close
a couple times.
The whole Victoria's Secret Halloween thing.
That's a good story. Well, maybe one day they'll get to hear that one.
Oh, wait.
All right. I'm going to skip this other question.
Okay. Oh, my God. If you say you have, never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush. At some point in your public nudity days.
I feel like I have, but it was a very desperate camping situation.
Give me toothpaste and I will put it on my finger before I use someone else's toothbrush.
No, I boiled the toothbrush though. It kills the germs.
Okay.
Look, we were camping and I needed to brush my teeth.
Okay. I might let that one slide.
That's the only time I can remember.
Okay.
Because otherwise that kind of makes me sick in my stomach.
Sick.
Like actually thinking about that I did that. Never have I ever been someone else's alibi. I definitely have. Not to like murder anything. Let me clarify.
Like, oh, if so-and-so calls, this is what we were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never have I ever joined the Mile High Club.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm not jealous. I've never had.
That's funny. Yeah. It was a red eye.
Oh, well.
They cut the lights off on those flights. Never have I ever called a partner the wrong name.
Define partner. Like someone you're in a relationship with or someone. I've said the wrong name before, but it wasn't a boyfriend.
I've said the wrong name before, and it was a boyfriend.
So.
I don't know if I want to play this with you anymore. I'm not coming out so hot on this one.
That was your question. Oh, this is easy. Never have I ever snuck in somewhere. Easy.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you really even lived? Were you even really a teenager if you didn't sneak in or sneak out?
Right.
Yes.
Never have I ever thought a friend's baby was ugly. You know how I feel about babies already. I've definitely felt that way. And then you'll just be like, oh, so cute.
So mean.
So you've definitely done it. It's your face.
Well, me and Saul say yes. Even though you feel so bad, but the baby's cute now. I mean, I feel like most babies, though, when you're first born, they're like,
they suck your head. Little cone head.
Okay, never have I ever used a fake ID.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
I had a friend that looked,
oh my God,
like similar to me.
I've used one that I didn't even look like the person.
Yeah,
they, and I still like.
They just looking at the date.
She had brown hair. I had brown hair.
That's all good.
Yeah.
We actually went to a show one time where we stood in line and would use it and
pass it back.
Yes. Never have I ever flashed someone.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I was flashing, but. Yes, I do.
I've definitely it. Pulled the titties out.
Oh, never have I ever cut my own hair.
I have.
I know.
I've, like, trimmed it.
Oh.
I'm not talking about,
like trying to cut your own bangs or
right.
something.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think I've just, like, cut a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more than a trim, but it wasn't, like.
Like, you can trim your own hair.
I didn't botch it.
Never have I ever had sex in a car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you've had sex, you've had it in a car.
Yeah. Never have I ever been ghosted or have ghosted.
Oh, both.
Both. Have and have. When you're ghosting, it's like, eh. But when you're the ghosty,
yeah.
You're like, eh.
Never have I ever had a friend with benefits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have.
Same.
I feel like, I mean, we're almost 30 if you haven't.
You're lying.
Or maybe you didn't realize that's what the situation was. Right. Maybe they knew, but you didn't know. Never have I ever. What's this? This isn't my real question, but this says never have I ever cried for no reason. Every female raises her hand. Never have I ever had a crush on one of my teachers.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you're like, Hey. Got extra credit for me?
Never have I ever blamed a fart on a pet.
What? I blamed a fart on a pet? No. But I don't fart, so. Yeah. I can just tell by the way you're laughing.
Sick. It makes me think of my dad.
Oh my God.
Would always be like, damn it, Chance.
You're like, okay, dad farted.
That was too funny not to read.
Oh, God. Oh, this is you. Never have I ever punched someone.
Yeah, definitely punched someone.
I've punched.
But why is that definitely punched. Me?
I don't know. I'm just chunking in there with your public nudity.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you, the time period between I was like, or 17, like 21, 22. Sorry if you knew me.
Sorry.
My bad.
Never have I ever been on a blind date.
Have I been on a blind date?
I've been on one.
I don't think I've been on
a blind date. It
was terrible. We're like, I genuinely did not know who I was meeting.
And I realized that I knew why I don't go on blind dates. Because it looked like the person who picked them was blind. Oh.
Like, you, oh God, like.
They're like, hey, are you Sam? Nope.
Nope. Sorry, I hope she shows up.
But I have your picture right here. God. No, that's my twin.
Oh, that's Sarah.
That's Sarah. Sorry about it.
Not Sam. Never have I ever dined and dashed.
I have.
I haven't.
I have.
I don't think my conscience would allow me.
It was an accident, though.
Oh.
It wasn't on purpose.
I mean, are you sure? It was an accident.
Yes. Sure. Me and my friend both thought the other had paid, and we left. No, that was real. I did feel bad about that.
Yeah, I don't think my conscience could allow me to. I've known people to do it on purpose. Mm-mm.
Never have I ever gotten a bedroom-related injury.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
I think I told you about my belly button ring. Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
I won't. It's TMI.
Oh, God.
Let's just say I no longer have that, and now I have a scar.
BRB, I'm going to go throw up.
That's an injury.
Oh, God.
Never have I ever been electrocuted.
I have. I've been electrocuted. I've been electrocuted.
Like, not like, ooh, shock. Like, full-blown.
No.
Like,
yes. Yes. Me and my brother used to get in a lot of shit when we were little. No. There was this lamp. And, like, the wires were out on it. So, like, I grabbed it and it was just like.
You couldn't ungrab it?
I couldn't ungrab it. Oh, my God.
Okay. That explains so much.
Okay. This one's for you.
Oh, God.
Never have I ever set something on fire while cooking. Please share your story. Because I have. It's not like yours.
Do I gotta share it?
This is a great story.
Set my whole kitchen on fire. Well, me and someone else.
Okay, Tara.
Yeah, I think I was like 19 maybe. We had come home from a night out. And all we freaking wanted was some f***ing hash browns. Well, we put the hash browns on, and we started watching TV. Before we know it, all we hear is, boo. We turn around, the whole stove is on fire, the top of the ceiling, like, it's going to the top of the kitchen, like, the cabinets, everything. I'm like, we're both freaking out, and I honestly don't remember which one of us attempted to grab the sink hose, but we put water on a grease fire.
Oh.
Don't do that. I think I'm still trying to grow my eyebrows back, okay? The whole kitchen ended up basically catching on fire. And mind you, we already in our pajamas, and I'm literally like, call 911, call 911. She's like, what's the number? Both freaking out. I think we both ended up calling 911, and I think they thought it was two separate apartments.
Oh my God.
Or like multiple apartments instead of just one. So like there were so many fire trucks that came. There was like 12 firemen inside our apartment. We lived on the third floor. They were climbing up the ladder to our balcony coming in. All I remember grabbing is just my dog and running out the door. Like, I don't even think I had shoes on. I mean, no money, no purse, no anything else. It ended up not even being our fault. There was multiple other apartments that had problems with their stove. Ours just so happened to be the worst problem. No one else actually set their kitchen on fire, but yeah. 19-year-old. I don't make hash browns by myself anymore.
I love that.
Actually traumatized.
God.
I'll just go to Waffle House whenever I want. Okay. Thanks for putting me on blast.
You're welcome. I saw that one and I was like, oh yeah.
Oh, never have I ever had to ride in an ambulance.
No, I haven't either.
Mm-mm. I've never had to ride in an ambulance, but I've actually been in one. But that was released with my car accident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Just sat in one, got checked out. Never have I ever gotten something other than my ears pierced.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I just set my belly button.
Belly button. I have my belly button, too, and my nose.
Mm-hmm. I used to want my lip pierced so bad.
Yeah.
Emma.
Why don't you say it out loud?
Nipple.
Never have I ever done a drive-by of an ex or crush's house.
Oh, yeah. I own that. Well, like... This was back again between the time period of crazy Mackenzie. Yeah.
Now I have.
Yeah. If you say you haven't, especially if y'all dated for a long time,
you tripping.
You lying. Why are you always lying? Never have I ever done body shots. Yes.
Yes. Never have I ever gone commando. I've definitely gone commando.
Yes. But yes, unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, God. Never have I ever lost my shoes during a night out.
I actually have not actually lost a set. I've only ever lost a single shoe. That was only one occasion, and I was shwasted.
I was trashed at the beach, and oh, my God, this story. I can't believe I'm alive. So, they said, I don't remember any of this, okay?
Oh, God.
I had bought a bottle of vodka that you could only get in South Carolina. It was when I still lived in Virginia. It was like this organic vodka. It was so good. I was drinking it straight out of the bottle,
oh my okay? God.
So, they said at 2 or 3 in the morning, I started walking to the beach by myself, okay? It was not across the street. I had to do a good walk to get to the beach, okay? There was a group of them, of my friends, and they were like, where are you going? Like, and they said they were just following me because I was like, no, I'm going to the beach, okay? Don't remember any of this. They said I got to the beach. I had my bathing suit on under my clothes, and I just started taking, like, my clothes off and my shoes, and I got in the water in pitch black. They said I was swimming out into the ocean.
Oh, my God.
And
you're lucky you didn't drown.
Yeah. Or get eaten by sharks.
Oh, that, too.
Oh, my God. So,
she's I am the ocean, and the ocean is me.
They said I came back, and I, like, just walked back. Never saw my shoes or shorts again. Never saw them again. Never found them again. Have no idea whatever happened to them. Oh, God. How are we living?
I'm telling you.
Like, it's crazy.
I think about some of the stuff
I'm scared of the ocean. Like, I love it, but the thought of being in the dark in the ocean by myself and not remembering any of it.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Oh, never have I ever had hate sex with an ex.
That I have. That I have.
I mean, one of my relationships, basically all of it was hate sex.
Right.
Just kidding. No, towards the end, it was just like, we really don't like each other. Mm-hmm. Why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's called toxic, people.
Toxic. Refer to previous episodes. Never have I ever thrown up in public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably too much. I mean, I could go back to my birthday last year. Yeah. Too many times to count.
Definitely.
How old are we? Never have I ever used a dating app.
I haven't.
Me either. It's not my thing.
Yeah, mine either. Not interested, stranger. The stranger danger's real. Never have I ever sent a sex to the wrong person. I have.
I know your story, I think. Does a Snapchat count?
Yes.
Okay, then yes. Oh, God. Yes. And it was not who I wanted to send it to.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you bury that one deep?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that one back up. Oh, God, I'm mortified now.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately. You have to quickly be like, oh, my God, that wasn't for you. or like try to delete it somehow. God. And you can't.
Oh yeah, that was good. Thanks for that.
Never have I ever had a one night stand.
Oh yeah, I have.
Yes. And it's followed me to this day.
Yes, have. Probably should have stayed away from that, yeah. That one that night. I didn't say how many. I just said. I've had multiple.
Close your ears. Leave it a whisper. So, to attack you.
Oh, God.
Never have I ever eaten an entire pizza alone.
Bitch.
Not alone. Technically, you were here.
It was a small size, okay? It was an individual size.
It wasn't.
I didn't necessarily say individual. It was just a size small. But I don't need your judgment.
Yeah, I have to.
Never have I ever broken the law.
Do you know?
Half the things we've talked about were breaking the law.
Yes. Sorry. Law people.
Never have I ever made a sex tape.
Oh, never.
Really?
Mm-mm. But maybe I should. I mean, it went well for Kim. But I'm also not Kim, so.
I have.
Oh. I'm surprised that was on here.
I have.
No.
I was kind of hoping we'd be in that boat together.
I'm just kidding. Let's see. Are you ready for this one?
Never have I ever faked an orgasm.
Every woman in the world, period.
Sorry, guys. It's probably happened to you.
Yeah, it has. But you probably didn't know.
Yeah, probably. You'll. Yeah.
Never have I ever been to a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shit. Girls get in for free here, boy. Never have I ever lied during this game.
No.
I didn't lie.
I didn't lie.
Nope. You guys know I didn't lie. I didn't use any of my pass cards.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, we didn't use our passes. Good for us. Snaps for us.
So revealing. I hate it.
Yeah.
We're back.
All right, to wrap things up.
Again.
Too soon. Keep going with the questions, and these are random.
These are some good ones.
So, my first question for you. When was the first time you felt like an actual adult?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when, like, I rented my first apartment,
mm-hmm.
I think.
When you got to pay rent.
Like, sign the lease.
Your first, not even then, because then it's still kind of, like, exciting. Mm-hmm. But when that first month is due... Like, after you've already moved in, then you gotta, you need groceries, because you're hungry. Your car needs gas. And you're just like, I only have $53.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
And then also, picking, adopting, and, like, buying my own pets.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, for my house.
Yeah. Adulting.
Like, when I got Noah, I was like, oh my God.
I'm like
such, my dog.
I'm like such an adult.
This is my dog. This isn't a family dog. And pay all of the bills.
What do I feed it?
So, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Oh, ostrich.
See, just I'm going with hyena.
The face of an ostrich. I mean, just picture it with me. Okay, I'm going to paint you a picture. You're in an ostrich farm.
Oh,
man. As you do, you know? It comes out of nowhere. And its little furry little eyebrows are all lowered. And gross. It's just like running up on you. Yeah. It's just a face for me.
But hyenas laugh when they're crazy. Being savage.
So you're a hyena. And I have the ostrich face going on.
I love them.
All right. Would you rather run naked through the streets or have a naked photo shared with everyone that you know personally?
Definitely run naked through the streets.
Me too. I'm going with that. Maybe I might everyone, see a stranger.
Maybe everyone will have their curtains closed that day. If my picture's passed around, then you know everyone's seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, you have a chance with the other one.
With the street.
God.
We out here in the streets. Anyway. We. Unless I get to, like, pick the picture that's circulating.
Right. That's real. What's your favorite holiday?
Ooh. This is going to sound so... My birthday! No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I love Christmas as far as what it means to be with family. I think I am more of a Cinco de Mayo, St. Patty's Day, or like New Year's kind of gal. Mm. I enjoy being like around family and stuff, but I think I'm more of a non-traditional holiday.
That's funny. My first one's Thanksgiving, and then Cinco de Mayo.
Like straight up. Margaritas!
I'm telling you, tacos and margaritas, and then just Thanksgiving in general.
About Thanksgiving? Is it the food? Is it like, what about it?
It's just the whole vibe of Thanksgiving. You get a little bit of the Christmas vibe without the obligation to be giving gifts to everybody. You know, it's a family holiday. You get to just get together and cook food and feel good and talk. Whereas Christmas, my job has just ruined Christmas for me. Yeah. I hate Christmas.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I am. Do you like or dislike surprises? Why why not?
I like surprises. I don't think I have like the best surprise face. But I genuinely like surprises. I like to be, not like a scary way, like a good way.
I hate surprises so much. And my family knows this about me. Growing up, if I had a birthday.
Oh, I know you hate being some too.
And my stepdad tested it one time.
Oh, gosh.
I told him, I'm going to come here for my birthday. But if someone comes out singing to me, I will walk out. And he thought it was so funny. So I literally see him, got up and walked out. And that's the last one they ever did.
Oh, she was serious. Oh, okay.
I love the thought of people wanting to surprise me, but I'm so awkward as a person. I'm such an awkward person.
You're like,
and I feel so uncomfortable with surprises.
Sweating.
I'll just be like, oh.
You really shouldn't have.
Like, actually.
You really, really,
really shouldn't have. What word do you always mispronounce? Mine's terrible. I can't say it right.
What?
I can't say it.
You have to. You just
said. I'm probably going to say it right because I'm anxious. Conscience.
Conscience?
Yeah.
Well, how do you normally say it? Like, conscious?
Yeah.
But that's a word.
I can't ever say it right. Every time I say it, I feel like it's wrong. Conscience.
I don't know. Because I have one that I have one that I used to say really bad. I used to say cinnamon really badly. I used to go like cinnamon. But that was like when I was younger.
When I'm talking to people and I have to say that word, I feel so insecure.
You just start thinking of other words that you can say, like,
you know, your conscious. I hate it. I don't know why. And then I'll say it, and then they'll be like, you mean, and I'll be like,
yeah, what you said.
So as I dig into my hole in the ground, thank you for reminding me that I hate this word. What sport do you think would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Like for the crowd or for the people playing?
The people playing.
Oh. Hockey, probably.
Yeah. I was going to say hockey or basketball.
Skating on ice. They're already angry for some reason. Let's just add liquor to it.
Just trying to see people, like, in the NBA, like, go down the court drunk as shit.
Okay, well, since we're talking about sports, what's the most boring sport?
NASCAR. If you consider it a sport.
I would say NASCAR.
There's nothing more boring.
Because I'd rather literally watch a chess match than watch NASCAR.
That's real.
I'm just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get into it.
Would you rather have no nose
or
no arms?
No nose.
Yeah.
I mean...
I can't imagine my face without my nose.
You just have a hole.
Sick.
Jinx, you have my soda. No, I like my nose, but what am I going to do without arms?
Right. Right.
I mean, just like.
I have to pick my arms.
Just shimmying my way through life. No nose. Just no nose for me. If you could have an unlimited amount of storage of one thing, what would it be?
Sneakers.
I knew you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Or clothes.
Too. Like, just shoes in general.
It makes me a little bit, you know, turned on.
You know how many shoes I've had to... turned on. You know, I'm tingling. You know how many shoes I've had to give away because I'm like, I just don't have the room and I don't really reach for you. I'm just going to give you away. That I wish I would have kept now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sucks.
If you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
You already know my answer. Well, let me think about it.
The tacos. Maybe even sushi.
But like, it literally pains me. Like, what if you never could eat macaroni and cheese ever again?
I know, but tacos.
But tacos, I mean, there's so many different things I could do with tacos.
The good thing about tacos is you've got a wide variety of things. We can go meat and cheese. We can go meat, cheese, and veggies. We
can make a taco salad.
Right.
Yeah.
We can do soft. We can do hard. But only when it comes to tacos.
As I say,
extra crunchy.
Hard shell. Thank you. Okay, would you rather walk around with a salad for a head or broccoli for arms?
Love this question. It makes me think of the broccoli head filter.
Broccoli head.
I'm definitely doing the broccoli for arms.
Cause I just too.
Picture what a like tossed salad for a head is. When am I Caesar or House?
Or Cobb. Yeah, I'm going broccoli arms.
Oh, our answer is going to be the same. Do you think you would be happiest living in a city or on a farm?
City.
A city, yeah.
You know, sometimes though, I mean, I wouldn't mind having like a house on like land to go to.
Right.
But as far as like living daily, I need the city.
I need the convenience.
Or like somewhere within a city realm.
Yeah.
It's more of an urban gal.
It's the convenience for me. Everything at the touch of my fingertips. Like...
She's impatient.
The best thing about Manhattan is anything is delivered. Yeah. Like, I just love
that. City never sleeps.
Yes.
What would you choose as your animal sidekick if you were in a movie? And I already know your answer.
Yeah. I think everyone that's ever listened. Mine's
anyone who's ever known you.
Like a giant timber wolf.
Yeah.
Yours would either be a giraffe or a lion.
Definitely. Well, but how helpful is, I feel like a sidekick is like, I mean, we getting into something.
I know, but think about how big a giraffe is. They just straight hoof kick, hoof kick.
I could like swing off their 8-foot long neck.
If you're in a bad situation, it can just scoop you up from its neck and you're out of danger. Don't underestimate the giraffe.
I gotta go with giraffe. Hoof and then we'll just like gallop away.
It would probably go on your saddle that you created for it.
You remembered. Coming soon.
Still one of my favorite
2022.
Oh my god. Speaking of animals, this is so funny, and I feel like we could do a series just like an episode just about this question. If animals were to make wildlife documentaries about humans, what are some of the weird things they would show?
Us using the bathroom.
Yeah.
Showering. On a porcelain seat. They're like, what is that thing? They just sit on it.
Or cooking.
Yeah.
Pulling out a ton of just random pots and pans. They're like, what the hell's going on? I know it smells good.
Yeah.
Vacuuming.
Working.
Like, where do you go for 12 hours a day?
Right.
Like, getting dressed and putting on shoes.
Humans are weird.
Like, mowing the grass.
The way we drink, we put stuff in cups just to drink it. That's a good question.
Or just staring at your phone.
Yeah, what is that?
They're like this light box. Get it out of here.
You have to charge it every day. And if not, you swear your life's over. Like, what do you mean?
Instead of playing with me, she just stares at this light box all day. Light box. All right. Would you rather spend the next year exempt from all taxes or have a 1 month paid vacation?
All taxes exempt. Only because I feel like the entire year, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to make more money having no taxes coming out than 1 month paid vacation.
But 1 month paid vacation?
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to go?
I still think I'm going to go with tax. Because taxes are... I hate taxes. I mean, who doesn't hate taxes?
Right.
Y'all be taking everybody's money. And then want some at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Did you get enough? What mildly annoying curse do you wish you could curse people with?
If someone pissed me off. To be able to just give them the hiccups until I stop them. Because I hate the hiccups so much. And I just think that that's hilarious.
Oh, God. Yeah, or like sneezing.
Or to be like they feel like they're being tickled until I stop it. Tickled or sneezing. I mean,
oh, instead of actually sneezing, feeling like you have to sneeze, but can't actually sneeze.
That sucks.
Oh, because as much as I hate sneezing, like,
and yeah, it's like right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
Okay.
I'm going to do that one.
Okay. If you could have a mythical creature as your protector, which one would you choose? I'm going dragon.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I love dragons.
Mother of dragons. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I might have to go dragons too.
That's the dopest one.
Yeah, because
no one's f***ing with your dragon.
I mean, they're kind of similar to a giraffe, but they fly and they have scales and they breathe fire. So, I mean, the same, but 10
times the size. They have nothing in common.
I'm just thinking about the neck.
You're naming stuff. You're like, so everything other. Except it's only like, different. It's different. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going dragon. I have one last question. If you could make a law from now until like the end of time, what law are you making?
People can't wear overalls.
I'm going Crocs. Them shits are banned for life. Yeah. I can't stand them.
I hate overalls.
Except, I mean, I'll give you an age limit. 10 Ooh. Years old or younger. If you over the age of 10.
Overalls. I hate them.
Like pants or shorts, everything. All of it.
Just all the overalls. All of them. Every pair.
What did they do to you?
They're just terrible. And, you know, I've only seen, like, two people wear overalls that I was like, okay, that's, like, the only person I've met that can pull overalls off. It's never the right people wearing them.
Like, it's kind of like rompers. I love rompers and, like, jumpsuits and play suits.
I know.
Love them on other people. Like, love the idea.
Yeah.
I put one on. I'm suddenly, like, the roundest person in the world.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I look like I'm in a potato sack.
With pockets. Oh, that's real.
It's the most depressing thing ever. Especially when you really want it to, like, work out.
Because some of them are so cute, man. I know. Last one.
Okay. Make it a good one.
What is your dumbest pet peeve?
None of mine are dumb. All of mine are valid. Hands down has to be like eating habits.
Oh, yes. The chewing.
The smacking. Ugh. The chewing with your mouth open. Like slurping. I can't stand it. It will literally make me lose my appetite.
This is why I don't think I'm going to have children. Because adults do it. So imagine. You can't even be mad at children because they don't know.
Yeah.
And I'll be mad.
How dare you chew with your mouth open?
How dare you?
No. I become like overwhelmed. My anxiety is through the roof. And I know that sounds so
no, it doesn't.
Bad.
When people chew, crunch. Oh my God, when you're just chilling watching a movie and someone want to get a crunchy
bag of chips and suffocate. Here's what I don't understand, okay? You have a bag of chips. Let's say it's a small bag, individual right. size.
Can we pour it on a plate?
Please! If I see you trying to shove your big ass hand into that bag of chips, I'm going to take the bag of chips, and I'm going to crunch all of them up, and I'm going to throw it away. You are now on chip timeout.
I can't believe how unlucky we are.
I cannot stand it.
And the hand just keeps fucking like,
what are you digging for? Don't shove your hand into the bag.
Your raptor claw.
It's terrible.
It actually makes me want to rip my ears off. And you know, you'll be sitting there with someone new and they don't know. And you just feel like...
And they don't know.
This motherfucker.
Oh, I can't. Because I'm like, can you not do that?
Mine is when people bite their nails. It like physically hurts my teeth to like hear someone...
Oh, it just disgusts me.
Ugh.
I don't understand. You know where your fingers go? Like, you know what they touch on a daily basis? And then what gets under those nails? And then now you're putting that in your mouth? No. Actually, I do have one that's probably pretty dumb. We just talked about it before this. When, like, ice rattles in the cup.
Yeah.
I don't know why it bothers me so bad. It's just like the ding, ding, ding. And I can't control. I'm like, why are you ting, 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 ting up against the glass?
She's getting really upset talking about this.
It's so stupid, but it bothers me.
And I don't, yeah, I don't think the nail one's dumb. I think the one where people think is the most weird is like my belly button thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like people are like, what?
Pretty.
When you like touch your belly button or just like have your belly button near me in general, people like touching their belly button or like trying to touch my belly button.
No, that's that's pretty gross. God. If you're trying to touch somebody else's belly button.
That's sick.
What's wrong with you? All right. Well, that about sums up this episode.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. We kept it a little light and funny. Hopefully you answered some of these questions as well.
Hopefully we weren't the only ones laughing.
Which happens a lot to us.
Well, we're used to it.
No, you know, a lot was revealed.
Yeah, about you.
Yeah. I thought we were going to be, you know, on the same page with a lot of things, and we were not. So I hope you guys learned a lot.
About Sam, and I'm an angel.
God. Sorry, Mom.
Love you.
Dad.
But guys, we really, really hope you enjoyed the episode. We love making these fun ones like this. And if we missed any or you have a good question for us, shoot us a DM on our Instagram or leave us a voice message on Anchor. Our Instagram is co.signpodcast. If you go to our Instagram and click the link in the bio, it will take you to the voice message. You won't have to go and search for it.
Yeah.
We are also planning on doing a giveaway that we're really freaking excited about. So go ahead and go to our Instagram and follow us. Again, that is co.signpodcast. So you can find out when we're actually doing that. We have some good things lined up for the giveaway.
Yes, partnering with some cool businesses.
Yeah.
Love it.
Female owned.
Be on the lookout for that.
And we're thinking we probably will do that giveaway when we reach about 100 followers. So we're about 70 right now.
And that's on Instagram.
Yes, IG. All right, guys, as usual.
Every single Tuesday.
We are coming at you with a new episode. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Oh my God. Oh my God.